Chapter 26. Thomas sat frozen in his chair, a sickness growing in his stomach like an infestation. He'd been through the whole gamut of emotions in the short time since he'd arrived at the Glade. Fear, loneliness, desperation, sadness, even the slightest hint of joy. But this was something new. To hear a person say they hate you enough that they want to kill you. Gally's crazy, he told himself. He's completely insane. But the thought only increased his worries. Insane people could really be capable of anything. The council members stood or sat in silence, seemingly as shocked as Thomas at what they'd just seen. Newt and Winston finally let go of Min Ho. All three of them sullenly walked to their chairs and sat down.
"He's finally whacked for good," Min Ho said, almost in a whisper.
Thomas couldn't tell if he'd meant for the others to hear him.
"Well, you're not the bloody saint in the room," Newt said.
"What were you thinking? That's a little overboard, don't you think?"
Min Ho squinched up his eyes and pulled his head back, as if he were baffled by Newt's question.
"Don't give me that garbage. Every one of you loved seeing that slinthead get his dues, and you know it. It's about time someone stood up to his clunk."
"He's on the council for a reason," Newt said.
"Dude, he threatened to break my neck and kill Thomas. The guy is mentally whacked, and you better send someone right now and throw him in the slammer. He's dangerous."
Thomas couldn't have agreed more, and once again almost broke his order to stay quiet, but stopped himself. He didn't want to get in any more trouble than he was already in, but he didn't know how much longer he could last.
"Maybe he had a good point," Winston said, almost too quietly.
"What?"
Min Ho asked, mirroring Thomas's thoughts exactly. Winston looked surprised at the acknowledgement that he'd said anything. His eyes darted around the room before he explained.
"Well, he has been through the changing. Griever stung him in the middle of the day just outside the west door. That means he has memories. And he said the greenie looks familiar. Why would he make that up?"
Thomas thought about the changing and the fact that it brought back memories. The idea hadn't occurred to him before, but would it be worth it to get stung by the Grievers, go through that horrible process, just to remember something? He pictured Ben writhing in bed and remembered Albie's screams. No way, he thought.
"Winston, did you see what just happened?" Frypan asked, looking incredulous. "Gally's psycho. You can't put too much stock in his rambling nonsense. What, you think Thomas here is a griever in disguise?"
Council rules or no council rules, Thomas had finally had enough. He couldn't stay silent another second.
"Can I say something now?" he asked, frustration raising the volume of his voice. "I'm sick of you guys talking about me like I'm not here."
Newt glanced up at him and nodded.
"Go ahead. This bloody meeting can't be much more screwed up."
Thomas quickly gathered his thoughts, grasping for the right words inside the swirling cloud of frustration, confusion, and anger in his mind.
"I don't know why Gally hates me. I don't care. He seems psychotic to me. As for who I really am, you all know just as much as I do. But if I remember correctly, we're here because of what I did out in the maze, not because some idiot thinks I'm evil."
Someone snickered and Thomas quit talking, hoping he'd gotten his point across. Newt nodded, looking satisfied.
"Good that. Let's get this meeting over with and worry about Gally later." "We can't vote without all the members here," Winston insisted. "Unless they're really sick, like Albie."
"For the love, Winston," Newt replied.
"I'd say Gally's a wee bit ill today, too, so we continue without him. Thomas, defend yourself, and then we'll take the vote on what we should do with you."
Thomas realized his hands were squeezed up into fists on his lap. He relaxed them and wiped his sweaty palms on his pants. Then he began, not sure of what he'd say before the words came out.
"I didn't do anything wrong. All I know is I saw two people struggling to get inside these walls and they couldn't make it. To ignore that because of some stupid rule seemed selfish, cowardly, and, well, stupid. If you want to throw me in jail for trying to save someone's life, then go ahead. Next time, I promise, I'll point at them and laugh, then go eat some of Frypan's dinner."
Thomas wasn't trying to be funny. He was just dumbfounded that the whole thing could even be an issue.